Blog Talk Radio.
Sports Talkers, this your boy Uncle Leroy Jr. Y'all hear my dog back there? Hey, get him, girlie, get him. She want to get on the show with us too. But hey, this your boy Uncle Leroy coming in live, you know, every Friday at 7 o'clock. It's the Sports Chatter Show, and man, do I have a show for y'all today. I got a wrestling sensation, my friend Tanya Harris. She gonna be on here with us, but she doesn't like to be called that name. So once you get up on here, she go by the name of Lala. So you won't hear me calling her that, but I definitely won't hesitate to let her give her own introduction. But man, I can't wait to get her on the show. So we're gonna get things started with giving a shout out to, I don't know if you all were I know a lot of you all were listening on Tuesday, where it was the first episode of the Robinson Show, and man, like, that was just crazy good. This was the first show, so, you know, still getting the belt, still tweaking things, but it has some great content. If you want to get anything up to, if you want to get up to speed on anything to know in football, basketball, baseball, anything, you definitely want to tune into the Robinson Show. So once again, big up to Ed Robb. You know, he was doing segments on our NBA Fantasy Football Weekly, but now he's starting to do his own shows, which air every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. The Robinson Show. That's all I need to know on anything sports. But let's get this thing started, cranked up, and we're going to get Rufus Sala. What up, Lala? You on the line with?
Like, that's horrible, bro. Like, seriously. Just worst thing ever, son. Facts. Respectfully, though. Respectfully.
Okay. No problem here. So, I'm glad we got you up on here, because I wasn't thinking that you was going to make it today. So, I
Why?
Do appreciate it. Huh?
Why?
Hey, I just had to give you a hard time, but
why are you trying to see? Okay, see. All right. I'm gonna let you slide.
You wanna let me slide?
Barely. Barely. But, all right.
But you know, thanks for coming on to the Sports Chatter talk show. You know, I'm not good with introductions, so I'm gonna let you introduce yourself to the listeners.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's the one and only Ruthless Lala, a.k.a. the baddest bitch in Texas, a.k.a. the queen of Ruthless. Or you can just call me Lala, or you can call me Ruthless, depending on how you feel. Yeah, I don't appreciate you calling me by my government name, though. Like, I'm waiting till we're not live, and I got some words for you, respectfully. You know what I'm saying? But we'll keep it going.
That's what I had to do, you know. That's what I had to do for you. That's what I had to do. But we're going to get things started. And so, yeah, once again, we got Ruthless Lala on the line with us, a.k.a. Lala, a.k.a. baddest chick in town. So tell us, how long you been wrestling?
Well, in-ring, I've been wrestling for 14 years. In the business altogether, actually, December 31st of last year, made 15 years. I actually had to step away from in-ring duty and activity September of last year.
Wait, wow. So am I following correctly? You had to step out of the ring in September of last year?
Yes.
All right, well, we definitely going to let you speak on that, but let me tell you a little bit of background information on us. It was crazy because we met, in Grand Prairie?
Yeah.
And I used to be seeing, I'm like, man, what's going on with all these hickeys? Why she got all these bruises? And then come to find out, you know, you gave me your YouTube link or something. You was like, go check this out, or you was beefing with some other wrestler? I was like, man, what in the world? That was pretty cool. But, yeah, I actually came out and supported you one of your wrestling matches.
You actually did, yep. You actually came because, like, I felt like you thought it was a game. So, you know, I had to make sure, you know, I extra showed out.
I did.
Just so
you
understand, weird, you know.
What was weird, when I walked into the gym, there was this guy arguing with, someone in the audience, and I was like, man, they're about to fight. And then it was just, I was like, oh, it was kind of weird, but yeah, I was like, man, that was just the craziest thing. But I had a good time, though. That's what was surprising to me.
So, man, like that's what a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, you get your money's worth, you know what I mean? And you bring your family and you bring your kids because your kids idolizes wrestling, they love it. You know, so the least we could do, you know what I'm saying, is give you a reason to keep coming back more and more, because it's by far, like, indie wrestling, I love it so much because you get to interact with fans a lot more than, like, mainstream, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you like interacting with the fan? That's what you like mostly about wrestling?
No, I like the fact that I get to beat up my coworkers and my boss, and I don't get fired for it. Like, that's the great part right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, not, you know, and you know, I don't mean it in a bad way, but it's the facts is that, you know, that's what I do. You know, I beat up my coworkers and my boss, and I don't get fired for it. Actually, I get paid for
cool.
it. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'm telling, there's a video clip in the group Sports Talk with Friends of you, what, body slamming or wait, backwards flipping? I don't know what it was. It was like two people. Am I seeing this right?
Yeah, so I German suplexed two people at once.
that made my back hurt looking at it.
It was a triple threat for the if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the Shimmers, Harder Shimmers women's belt. It was myself against Nicole Savoy and Jessica James at VIP Wrestling X. So it was pretty good. It was pretty cool. I felt like I had to take it up a notch. And, you know, I wanted to kind of introduce them to, you know, Suplex City. You know, like my version of Suplex City, you know. And so opportunity presented itself. So I decided, you know, sometimes you just got to throw a bitch.
Look, I just
want to
throw
out
the Stone Cold Stunner just then. Like, he's like, you know, just, you know what you said, Suplex City. I just was over here throwing up the Stone Cold Stunner or something. Like, man, I'm telling you, you got me crunk.
definitely.
Cool. So who's your favorite wrestler?
I don't have just one favorite wrestler. Like, I wish I could narrow it down to one, but I can't. Hey, dude, like, come on, man. Like 90% of my life, all I did is, you know, watch wrestling. You know what I mean? And so I can give you a few names, but I can't just
give
you
one
favorite,
like,
wrestler.
Hey, you got to give me one. That's, you know, you got to pull one out the hat. So, all right, we're going to get... You gotta give me one. Okay, right now.
Mainframe wise, right now I'm digging Aleister Black. I think that's by far one of the coolest cats that's wrestling right now, you know, in NXT and everything. So I gotta say that indie wise.
Wait, hold on. Who's this guy? Like, you saying NXT? Who's that? Like, you gotta give him a shout out if, cause I don't know who this guy is.
Aleister Black is a WWE NXT wrestler. Like, if you didn't know, NXT is like its own brand inside the WWE. And so you have the NXT, you have Raw, you have SmackDown, you have 205, you know, and so he used to be in the indies, and now he was signed to WWE NXT, and he's just by far been killing it. So I would say that would have to be one of my favorite wrestlers today, right now. Besides him, it would be Shinsuke Nakamura. You know, shout out to the King of Strong Style.
Did you just cuss at me? What was that you said?
His name is Shinsuke Nakamura.
You can't get me to say that twice, but okay, I'm listening. So,
indie wise, some people that I would say make sure you keep a lookout on would be Keith Lee, Tony Strong, Mr. B, Squad. If I didn't say it, Keith Lee. He's by far, like, amazing. Like, you have no choice but to bask in his glory. Like, I'm just, yeah, like, I'm going to stop because if not, it's going to be like a whole hour of me, you know, naming the guys on the indies that I love to watch wrestle.
So where is this league based out of? So, you know, if someone wants to actually get into wrestling, you know, how would they do that?
Well, it depends on where you go. If you are in the San Antonio area, I suggest Hybrid School of Wrestling. Chris Marvel, you can look him up on Facebook. You can actually add the page Hybrid School of Wrestling, or you can add him on Facebook at Chris Marvel. They have a great school. A lot of former and current WWE superstars have, you know, went there, and Hall of Famers have had seminars there. So definitely is really good. If you're around in the clean Austin area, you know, I would suggest, you know, Total Championship Wrestling or AAPW, you know, those places you can go and get trained. If you're in the Dallas area, DFW All-Stars, you have to look it up on Facebook is a place for you to start. There's a lot of promotions, you know, in the state of Texas, and you just got to get to the right school. And after that, if you really want it and you have the passion for it, sky's the limit, and there's
okay.
No limit. So,
well, you definitely had a passion for it because I remember you telling me back in the days how you was getting pushed through a table and all like this. I was just like, what? It was just messing me up. And then, you know, because you were telling me you was wrestling with men. So how does that work, you being a female, you know, in a ring wrestling men, whereas, you know, it's primarily given that men have the advantage?
You know, like, I wish my boys could call in. Like, it's been a great experience because, you know, I've had to wrestle those guys that was like, oh, you know, this is a man's sport and a woman is not allowed, you know, and so.
Wow. They were
Yeah, you know, like, this is how, you know, a lot of guys felt about women wrestling, you know, like, if there was a woman in the ring, then more than likely, you know, it was going to be her doing something provocative or her being half naked, you know, women wrestling. It's just, oh no, you know, God forbid that, you know, so to have, you know, that presumption and then walk in and change like the whole outlook, it's something that it's great. And then at the same time, you have some guys that get intimidated by it, you know, cause like I tell them, you know, if you look at me as a woman in that ring, I'm going to thrash you. You know, when I get in that ring, like, I'm not a woman. I'm a wrestler. You know what I'm saying? And I know exactly what I'm doing when I'm putting myself in that situation, you know, and I know how to handle myself. And I welcome it, you know what I'm saying? So,
and you can take that. You can actually take that out of the ring because I remember when, you know, like, back in the day, you used to always be like, I can take you. You know, you used to roll your sleeves up, and I used to be like, man, okay, you know, I'm a little worried, but hey, I think I can handle my own. But I think you used to really think you can take me, and I'm like, man. So I used to play it safe around. I used to play it safe. So that leads us up to
the smart thing.
Hey, I do agree. I must agree. So that leads us up to we actually do sports trivia, daily trivia in a group. So, you know, I don't know if you yourself have seen it in a group, but, you know, we do some daily trivia questions to where, and the first person that answers to get them right, we raffle off some type of gift card. So this week, it's a $5 Starbucks card. So coffee on us. So we got four names: Kyle Brown, Jay Chris, Dan Sardin, and Teddy. So I'm gonna need you to pick a number from 1 to 5.
It shouldn't be that difficult. 3.
3? Hey!
3.
So, Jay Chris is the winner of our daily week. Well, this is our week right here, week 2. Daily sports trivia winner of a $5 Starbucks gift card. So, coffee's on me. Coffee's on us. So,
yay!
Now, you know, I want to see how much you up on your sports. Quick.
Oh, my God. You're probably not going to get the right answer, but
this will be fun. Let's see. So which NFL player has the most career touchdowns? Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, Chad Johnson, Terrell Owens. I never get his name right. I want to call him Terrell.
Terrell Owens?
Yes.
I thought it was Terrell Owens. Okay.
I did too, but some people call him Turk.
All right, so I'm going to narrow it down, you know what I'm saying, because this is how I got to eliminate. So my three that it's down to the three is Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, and Terrell Owens, T.O. Okay, so I got to think because, man, all right. Okay, if I had to go with guesses in order, okay, even though, like, I have to answer just, like, one answer, I would... Oh, it's hard. I want to... Jerry Rice.
Ding, 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 ding. That is the actual
boom.
Correct answer. Look
in their life
you.
Swimwear.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. We rolling like 18, you know. Wait, nah, I ain't gonna say like 18. We're gonna roll like a little faux speed right now. So we're gonna go to the next question. Which All-Star All right. baseball player has been denied access to the Hall of Fame due to gambling accusations?
Pete Rose.
Damn! How you much have to say his name? That is number
no.
two. Okay. We gaining speed here. I'm scared of you now.
Okay. I don't know. That's I know a little bit. Like there's little dead spots here and there, but you know, I know enough to have a conversation and not completely look like a blonde.
Okay, cool. Okay, so this is our last question. Which wrestler came up with this? Ooh yeah. Did I get it right?
Yeah, that is the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Hey! So you are too having a gift card on us. So you're getting a Starbucks gift card. So you went 3 for 3.
Shoot,
like, look at you.
Oh, I got a gift card. Get it.
Well, okay,
get it.
I wasn't expecting you to be up on your sports trivia, so now I definitely expect to see you answering some more trivia questions up in the group.
Man, like you about as worse as like all my other homeboys. Like it's one of those because I'm a female, you know, I'm not supposed to know, you know, like sports, and I'm not supposed to, you know, be able to make people concede in Madden, but I've done it.
Wait.
More than one basis.
Oh, wait. Are we bringing up Madden in this? Because I am.
Oh, bro.
Best.
Come on now. Come on, bro.
Best.
Like, hey. I don't know if you remember this, but we started playing the game.
I have no idea what you're
at,
talking about.
In Grand Prairie. Yes.
No idea.
Yes. Oh, no. You
no
remember.
Idea.
Because
no idea.
We never finished it because it was tied. And you didn't even think it was going to be tied. And if you don't remember, you was, like, really in your feelings, and you left. I remember. I remember.
Hey, well, you need to stop remembering so much.
I'm just saying, respectfully, I remember what happened, and that was pretty funny. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to bring it up. You know what I mean? We're just going to keep going.
We're going to keep this thing flowing. We're just going to keep this thing going. So our hot topic this past week was, do you think Dez Bryant is not a washed-up receiver and is actually a Hall of Fame receiver? Canada.
And when you posted that, I put a laughter face because he's a crybaby, man. You know, like he all he's done is bicker and moan about, oh, you don't give me the ball. Oh, you don't give me the ball. Well, if they just pass the ball, I got it. And then the ball gets thrown to you, and he has, like, the most drops. Like, incomplete. Come on, man. Like, you just get rid of that crybaby already. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I stopped being a Dallas Cowboys fan after Jerry Jones fired Jimmy Johnson. You know, people can say what they want to say. Now, when the Cowboys have actually done good, you know, I give them props. But I stopped being a fan. I think that was 1996 was the last time Jimmy Johnson was coach. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, and that was the last time I stopped being a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Wow.
I was a fan of certain players. You know, I went to church with Deion Sanders, Edmund Smith, and Michael Irvin. You know, which all those guys are pretty cool, down to earth guys. And so, but yeah, man, you know, nah.
You're not rocking with us. Well, who you rocking with? Who's your favorite NFL team?
That's the thing. I don't really have a favorite NFL team. Like, I have certain quarterbacks that, you know, I'm just like, woohoo. Like, I have certain players that I like. Like, my favorite quarterback, even though he doesn't play anymore, like, favorite quarterback by far was Peyton Manning. You remember I used to wear my jersey all the time. You know what I'm saying?
We used to represent. You think he was clean, too.
I was clean as a woman. You know what I mean? Just beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was a huge, huge Brett Favre fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a Papa Smurf, and, like, he was still acting, you know what I'm saying, like, sick with it. So, like I say, old school, man. Like, I remember when the Denver Broncos went to the Super Bowl, and everybody else had their Denver Broncos Peyton Manning jersey, and I walk in with my Indianapolis Colts Peyton Manning jersey, and everybody's just like, oh, like, yeah, I'm going way back.
Okay. All right, well, I see you there. Well, let me give our birthday shout-out. So, man, I don't know what's going on in January. It's like everyone was born in January. You was born in January, weren't you?
January the 1st, actually, yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
And to Freddie Jones and to Ray Johnson and to Reggie Williams and to the dude called Robin Hood. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Man.
At least you, it sounded like it. Like, you sounded like short-winded as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
But, man, if we get things going, because we got, we still got to do the weekly pick-ems, and I got to get my beat the commish picks. My question to you, because, like, especially in fantasy, like, during the football season, I have a ritual every Sunday I must do. Do you have it? Do you have a ritual before, like, a before game ritual? Not before, before wrestling match. I'm so used to saying.
Actually, it's funny because my ritual, like, before is the, like, I get in my ruthless mode. And then after I get on ruthless mode, I have one of the moments to where, you know, I got to clown, I got to joke around, you know what I mean? Because if everything is too serious, you know, it's gonna mess with my attitude, you know? So I think it's pretty cool. Usually, me and my friend and my brother, because my brother, oh, shout out to my brother, a.k.a., no, my brother, JP, a.k.a. Mr. B, the owner of TCW Total Championship Wrestling in Killeen, Texas. Bam. Had to go ahead and plug that. But usually me, him, and a couple other guys will get together and we'll do the Five Heartbeat song. Cause I got nothing but love for you, baby. Got nothing
Ooh, yeah.
but love for you, baby. I got
uh-huh.
nothing but love. I got nothing but love. So, like, you know, we do that, and, you know, we just we act really stupid. Like we act really stupid, or, like, we say, you know, we're going to make a cappella group, and we all harmonize the word bitch. So we're just like, one, two, three, bitch. You know, and, like, it's just... having too much fun, man. You know, if you can't have fun, then you shouldn't be doing it. And so that's usually the ritual that I do before every show. Like, I make sure, you know, I get in my zone, and at the same time, you know, I joke around and play around, you know, because sometimes on show days, everything gets really hectic, you know, and everybody can be, like, really stressed out. So, you know, if you keep a little bit of laughter around, you know, it's not as stressed out, you know, as it would usually be if everybody was just serious, you know.
Hmm. Wow. That's pretty cool. I got a Sunday ritual on Fantasy Football Sunday. I just hang my New Orleans Saints flag outside the house and piss off all my neighbors.
Well, you know, okay. You know, that, okay. You know. yeah, just, I don't even have nothing to say to that. Just, all right. You just, You sound like my brother, Brandon. Ooh, shout out to Brandon. You know what I mean? I think he's listening in. So shout out to him. Yeah, you sound just like him. Like, he just want to piss people off just because he can, you know. And I told him, you know, like, I'm always down to powerbomb somebody. But, you know, I'm just saying, if you bring it upon yourself, you know, I might just let you go ahead and, you know, catch that L, you know what I'm saying, if you're not about that life. And then, you know, if it gets really crucial, then I'll help out.
Aw, you're such a nice person. Well, we about to wrap things up on our show, but before we go, definitely got to give a shout out to everyone that's already joined the Fantasy Basketball League. Big up to everyone. We got two leagues going in the group one, which is the pickup league. That's a free league. So anyone looking to join, just click the link in the group, set up your team. We also have a paid league, which is the Blacktop League. And that's $10 buy-in, and it was winner take all. So we won't make it difficult with first, second place. You win, you get paid. So big up to everyone that's joining, that has joined, and big up to everyone that's looking out to join. So we about to wrap things up. This your boy Uncle Fest, and this Ruthless Lala.
How many names do you have?
I just know that I said that. It was Uncle Leroy. That's the wrong way.
Nah, I don't even think he's it's a shame.
It's Uncle Leroy Jr. I got to change it. I'll probably have another one next week. Call me Uncle Skillet.
We're just going to call you Uncle Ruckus. That's what we're going to do. We're going to call you Uncle Ruckus.
Ain't calling no Uncle Ruckus.
Like
I don't need no relation. No relation.
Just saying, you know, you went from Uncle Leroy to Uncle Festus, and I was just like, wait, so now we're dealing with Adam's family? Okay, cool.
I actually got that drop, too. I actually got the Adam's family drop. See? I like that. Straight geek mode. But,
oh my God.
Ruthless Lala, until next week, holla back. This is the Sports Chatter Show.
What?